I'll light the fire. You place the flowers in the vase that you bought today.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And that's the song Our House, because guess who we have on the line with us this morning? Our friends from Pensacola's Habitat for Humanity, who are building homes every single day right here in our very community. We have on the line with us Sam Young, who is the CEO for Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, and my buddy Betsy McDonald, who is the VP of Programs. Welcome, guys.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. We appreciate it.
Yeah, so talking about Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, I know that people have heard of Habitat for Humanity, been around a long time, but can you tell me, Sam, a little bit about the organization and how it all works? Because I don't know that people completely understand how this whole program works.
By all means, and you know, we've been around for over 40 years, have built and delivered to deserving families over 1,700 homes in that period of time.
Wow.
We're currently working at a pace of about 50 homes a year. Last year, we had 50 families who purchased homes through the Pensacola Habitat Home Buyer Program. And those are 50 families that, without our support and without the support of the community at large, our volunteers, our funders, those families would not be living in their own home. And it makes such a difference in their lives and in the health and well-being of their children. We just couldn't be more proud of the impact we're having in the greater Pensacola community. And that impact stretches across a number of different programs that we offer. We have a HUD counseling. We have a home repair and rehab program. We have our traditional home buyer program. We have rolled out one of the most innovative initiatives of our 40 years with our community land trust that is going to simultaneously reduce the cost of housing for home buyers and, for the first time, create a permanent stock of affordable housing for Escambia and Santa Rosa County.
We're also
about to roll out a rental program. So there's a major gap in the market for affordable rentals, and we are starting to dip our toes into that to become a solution for even more families in the marketplace.
Well, that certainly is something that's needed, no question about it, because rents in this area are sky high right now.
Yeah, we're going to do our best to make a dent into that in that initiative.
Well, I guess I'm impressed because I can't even imagine how you'd coordinate building 50 homes in 1 year. That just boggles my mind that you're able to do that.
It's an incredible team here. It really is. Supported by great volunteers, our women builds, our faith builds, our executive builds, all of that contributes to the subsidy necessary to get this done. But I will tell you that the team we have in place here at Pensacola Habitat is exceptional. And it is that that team that makes this happen each and every day.
So how do you go about and get it started with the whole project? Do you have to start? I mean, I'm wondering, where does the funding come from? Because clearly
well,
it's expensive
comes from,
to build a home.
It is expensive. Yeah, we have a number of different funding channels. I will tell you, the city and the county has stepped up incredibly over the last couple of years, and I really want to call them out, because without their support, we would not be able to produce at the level we are producing. Santa Rosa County, Escambia County, and the city of Pensacola have become incredible partners for this organization, and it has allowed us to become, you know, across the country, there are 1,100 separate Habitat affiliates, and based on production and impact, we are the ninth largest in the country.
That's incredible. You should be very proud of that. That is
yeah.
really amazing.
Yeah.
Well, and your founder sadly passed away recently, too, and this was a Jimmy Carter initiative. How many years ago?
Well, he got involved, I believe, right after his presidency ended.
Right.
It was actually started by the Fullards prior to that. But Jimmy Carter is what made Habitat the brand that is recognized not only in the country but across the globe as the most impactful affordable housing builder in the world.
That's incredible. I'm just so proud of you all and what you're doing here in Pensacola. And you mentioned to me now about, you said you have about 14 houses now that you're working on specifically?
Yeah, and I'm going to ask Betsy McDonald, our VP of Programs, to brief you and our listeners, or your listeners, I'm sorry, on this amazing partnership that we have with Escambia County.
Hey, Betsy.
Hey, Meg. Hi, good morning. Yeah, we are so excited to formally announce this 14 Pathway to Homeownership Purchase Program in partnership with Escambia County. As Sam mentioned, the partnership with Escambia County is really what's making this program possible. We're super excited about that. I want to encourage all listeners who are interested in the home buying process to, step one, go to our website. That's PensacolaHabitat.org/Escambia County Homes. And that's going to be the wealth of information we have about this program. So we do have 14 single-family homes that are for sale through this program. It is a specific program for those that are at or below 80% of area median income and have not owned a home in the past 3 years. So it is a special purpose home, first-time home buyer purchase program that we're really excited to roll out.
Well, that sounds incredible. So then what would someone do if they were interested? Who do they contact?
Yeah, so all that information is going to be on our website. So we tried to put all the resources we could. So there's actually a recording of a homeowner informational workshop that folks can watch. They can read the PowerPoint presentation. There's the steps to purchase and explaining the program. But step one is to go to our website, and under the resource sections on the page, there is an application checklist. And really need to understand what the requirements are for the program. So it's a minimum and a $150,000 pre-qualification from a SHIP-approved lender. So that's really important, and that's stuff that folks can go and work on gathering right now before the portal opens on May 7th at 8 a.m. So definitely go to our website and the resource section. Check out all the information there, and if there are questions or the individual needs additional assistance, they can contact our office at 850-434-5456. And anyone on the program's team will be able to answer those questions. I've got plenty of people that are here to assist if someone needs help gathering documents or getting into the application portal.
That sounds fantastic. So talking with Betsy McDonald, she is the VP of Programs, and Sam Young, who is the CEO with Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. If you've got a question for them, they are the experts on Habitat for Humanity and building homes here in Pensacola. So you can text your question in at 850-437-1620. We're going to take a quick break right now, but then we'll be back with more about Habitat for Humanity. Stay tuned. Okay. You are listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel on News Radio 92.3. And we're talking with our friends today from Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, Sam Young, the CEO, and Betsy McDonald, the VP of Programs. So tell me now, what is happening this spring for Pensacola Habitat for Humanity?
Yeah, so the 14 Homes program is certainly the largest program we've got. And I just want to mention that it is totally separate from the Pensacola Habitat for Humanity Home Buyer Program.
Oh, okay,
so
that's good.
So it's going to have, that's an important distinction for folks to understand, is that it does not have the exact requirements that the Pensacola Habitat Home Buyer Program does. It has its own requirements. And again, the best place to get all that information to understand the clear differences, it's PensacolaHabitat.org/Escambia County Homes. So we're really excited to launch that on Wednesday, May 7th is when the application portal opens. So if this sounds like something a listener is interested in, they want to call and get more information and ask some questions, check out our resources. Now's a really good time to go ahead and get pre-qualified with a SHIP-approved lender and start gathering the other documents that are required for that program.
Betsy, could you go over once again some of the requirements for that?
Yeah, absolutely. So a minimum of $150,000 in a mortgage pre-qualification from a SHIP-approved lender.
Okay.
And the SHIP-approved lender list is available on our website. It's also available on the Escambia County website as well. So we've got links to those resources so folks can understand what lender they need to be speaking to in order to get that pre-qualification letter. So, and also fall between the income guidelines. So this is for folks that are at or below 80% of the area median income. That's a requirement of this program. Some folks might be listening and say, what the heck does that mean? We have that information.
About how much is that? Is there a price range? Do we know what the range is?
So it's based on household size.
Oh, okay.
So for a four-person household, the maximum income is $78,500.
Okay.
So it's really important for someone to just go to the website, check out that information, or call our office with specific questions.
And you mentioned earlier that you've got people that are willing to help, too, in terms of filling out the forms and applications.
Yeah, absolutely.
I just want to reinforce how exciting this program is. These homes are in wonderful locations, most of them within, you know, probably a 2 or 3 minute drive time to downtown Pensacola.
Right.
The market value on these homes will be significantly more, and reinforce that, significantly more than what the home buyers are going to ultimately pay. There is significant subsidy available for the home buyers. So this is a wonderful opportunity for individuals or families who have been, you know, stretching, trying to achieve that dream of home ownership. This is the opportunity for them to do so right now.
Yeah, they're beautiful, brand new constructed homes in really great locations. There's information about the locations, the bedroom size. So there's 3 and 4 bedroom homes available. The square footage, a picture and an address is also available on our website. So folks are going to be really excited about these homes, and we're excited to sell them in partnership with Escambia County.
It sounds amazing and very, very exciting. And I did get a text in. They're asking me, so if I wanted to volunteer, do I have to be really good at construction?
No.
That's a good question.
You just have to show up.
Okay. So maybe you need to clarify or some volunteer opportunities and what that would entail.
Yeah, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities. I think the one that is most popular is to come to a build site. And
mm-hmm.
It's amazing what in one day will happen on a build site. They'll show up and there will be nothing. And by the time they leave in a day or two, all the walls will be up, the trusses will be up, and it will look like a home. It's a great experience, whether you're an individual, whether you're a company that wants a team building experience, or somebody who wants to learn how to build a house. They can come out on a regular basis, and they will sharpen their building skills unquestionably.
Okay. Who would they contact then to be involved in a build?
They can just call our main number, 850-434-5456, and we will connect them with our volunteer services department.
That sounds great. So if I came out, basically all I know how to do is hammer, I'd be okay?
Yeah, we're going to give you gloves so when you hit your thumb, it doesn't hurt too bad.
Thank you.
It's true. I've done it plenty of times.
He knows me well, apparently.
Yeah. I told him in advance, Meg.
Oh, Bessie. She knows me well, that's for sure.
So we'd have a great time.
Okay, well, we've got a few more minutes, of course. So what else would you like to mention this morning?
Well, maybe we just refresh the audience on our community land trust, which is really exciting. We are now building our first homes on land trust property. And just as a refresher, when someone goes into that program, they will buy the home, but they will lease the underlying land. And as a result, their monthly payment is going to be significantly less than what it would be on a market rate or even a Habitat fee simple purchase. We have been working with the state, and we have a new law on the books that the underlying land will not be subject to property tax. So that's another savings opportunity for a land trust property. So We are really excited about what this is going to lead to. We are currently, the county has just donated a couple lots to us that we will start building. That's in District 4 with Commissioner Hofberger. I know that Commissioner May and Commissioner Kohler are both identifying property in their districts that they want to push into the land trust. And then we have a couple of exciting projects, one with the Northwest Florida Home Builders Association. They are building three homes on land trust property that was donated by the city into our land trust. And those three properties will be available for sale here very quickly. And we are working closely with the city for the former Malcolm Young property, and we are going to do a 12-townhome project on that property.
And
that will again be on land trust, and that's going to be really exciting because, you know, what a fantastic location able to put workforce attainable housing into the marketplace.
All of these.
So there is a lot going on here, and we're really excited.
Oh my gosh, you all are doing so much, and all of these projects sound so great, and people in our community will directly benefit from them. That's the best part. Talking to Habitat for Humanity of Pensacola, Sam Young, Betsy McDonald. We're going to come back to them in just a couple minutes, but if you do have a question, please text it in at 850-437-1620. This is Pensacola Expert Panel, and they are our experts. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg, talking with our friends from Pensacola Habitat for Humanity, Sam Young, Betsy McDonald. Okay, we've got about 3 to 4 minutes left, y'all. What else would you like to mention?
Betsy, I'm going to turn it over to you. You've got so many great things working with your team. Why don't you fill them in?
Yeah, absolutely. So, again, just to reiterate all of the different programs that we have here. So we have two home purchase programs that are through the Pensacola Habitat program, so the traditional fee simple, the new community land trust, both of those are currently accepting applications. I think a lot of times we hear in the community that there's a wait list or this program isn't for me. I really encourage and recommend folks go to our website, come by our office, talk to our staff, really understand who the program is for and if this could benefit you or you and your family. Those applications are currently completed online through our application portal, and we're currently accepting applicants for that. We're selling homes through that program, so we really encourage folks to learn more about that program and if it makes sense for you and your family to go ahead and apply. And also the 14 Homes program, that's really coming up soon. You know, the launch is just next week on Wednesday, May 7th at 8 a.m., so really want folks to go to our website, learn more about that program, and get prepared for when that portal opens, because that is a first come, first serve program. There's only 14 homes available, so it's very limited inventory, and I want to make sure that folks have time to really be prepared for when that portal opens.
Betsy, tell us the contact information again. Someone just texted in wanting to know.
Perfect. So our phone number is 850-434-5456. And our amazing front office coordinator will be happy to ask the right questions and get the information and then patch that caller through to the right department. But my team over in programs can answer anything about our home buyer program, our community land trust purchase program, or the 14 homes pathway to home ownership program with Escambia County.
So all they have to do would be to call for that main line and then ask for programs?
Yes. Exactly. And our front office coordinator will get some more information and pass them through to the right staff.
Okay, we are out of time. What's your website again? And also the address of your office.
Yeah, so it's PensacolaHabitat.org is our main website. And then we are located at 300 West Leonard Street here in Pensacola.
Okay, so you can go to the website. You can also stop by their office and call the number one more time.
850-434-5456.
Thank you.